Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Couple of rumors in his Inside Baseball column here recently. Let's get John in here. John, we know you're super busy. We appreciate it. And we'll get right to it with you. First of all, we were reading about Zach Britton, some rumors out there that involve the Dodgers and the Nats. Kind of talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, now the Orioles have to kind of decide whether they're going to be buyers or sellers at this point. So we can't be sure who's going to be on the market, if anyone. They're going to have to see how Britton does. I mean, obviously, he looked pretty good before the break, and he's got to keep it up. You know, they want to make sure that he's got peak value before they trade him. But I think the question with the Orioles is, will Angelo sell? I mean, he has not been a very big seller in the past. So we're going to have to see whether they're willing to sell at all. So there are a lot of hurdles here before anything can get done. But naturally, with the Orioles having that rough first half and Britton being a free agent after next year, teams are calling. The Dodgers are called, the Nats, and I believe several other teams have called. But it's interesting that the two teams that have really come to the forefront on this are the Nats and the Dodgers. The Nats have the worst ninth-inning situation, and the Dodgers have the best ninth-inning situation. Britton, who had probably the greatest season of any closer ever last year, would have to be a setup man if he went to L.A.
What if you're the Orioles and you do trade Britton, what could you expect to get in return from either the Dodgers or the Nats?
Yeah, you know, I do think that you get big-time prospects back for Britton because he's not a rental. He's a free agent after next year. Obviously, he's one of the best closers in the game, if healthy. He's still pretty good, throwing 95, 96, not 98 as he was last year. But so I think you can get big prospects back. I know that San Diego has looked for big prospects back for Brad Hand. He's not nearly the pitcher that Britton is, obviously. They're not getting those prospects, the Gleyber Torres or the Alex Verdugo from the Dodgers. But I think when you're talking about Britton, you could conceivably look at somebody like a Verdugo, a big prospect. We'll see. I mean, normally for a reliever, you don't get that kind of a player, but this is one of the best relievers really maybe ever. So I do think they could get a big prospect back for him.
John Heyman, FanRagSports.com, and also MLB Network, hanging out with us, Vinny and Haney Show on the Fan. John, has the Manny Machado rumors start to percolate yet? And again, because that guy would be a huge chip if the Orioles do decide to sell.
Yes, obviously would be. I have not heard anything to this point. He's obviously in the same situation as Britton with a year and a half to go. So I don't think they'll be able to keep Machado long term. It's probably a $400 million proposition at this point, even with the off year that he's had. Maybe he's down 350. I don't know, but that'd be tough. So, you know, I don't blame you for asking. It's logical. You know, if they're a seller, they might have to consider everything.
Hey, John, how come historically the O's, when they're in these kind of situations, that they haven't been sellers?
Well, Peter Angelos does not like to sell. And I understand, you know, you want to win. He doesn't like to give up. Sometimes selling is the best thing to do. And sometimes I've seen teams really sparked when they go ahead and sell. I haven't seen a team go ahead and sell and then win the World Series, but I've seen teams actually do fine after selling. And it really helps them jumpstart with their next better teams in years to come.
If you were the Orioles, if you were in charge of the Orioles, what would you do? What do you think is best for them, in your opinion?
Yeah, I would give it a couple more weeks. But if it doesn't improve, if they're under 500, I understand the American League is wide open. And really only Houston has been great, but Boston's pretty good. You know, you can't be really under 500, I think, going at July 25th and say to yourself, we're a contender. So I would look at those relievers. I know they're getting calls on Brock and Givens as well, and I would seriously consider selling. But again, I don't own the team. It's difficult to give up these great players, but I don't think it's the wrong thing to do at this point, if they're not approved 10 days from now.
John Heyman, FanRagSports.com, also MLB Network. Last thing for you, John, I know you're busy. Any other, like you talk about Brad Brock and Michael Givens, and those guys obviously would have value. Are you hearing any rumors of any Orioles that would surprise us that teams have been sniffing around?
No, it's been revolving around the relievers as far as I know. I mean, obviously the Machado is the big question. You guys covered that before. Would they consider Machado? That would be the big question. The other guys, Willing Castillo could be on the block, certainly, or Seth Smith or somebody like that. But, I mean, that wouldn't surprise anybody.
John Heyman, FanRagSports.com, MLB Network. I know you're very busy, my friend. We appreciate
Thanks,
the time.
John.
Thanks, John.
All right. Thanks
all
a lot.
Right. We'll see you now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.